You are listening to the RGM Great Good Magazine podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's a brand new RGM Great Good Magazine podcast. Welcome back, guys. It's been a couple of weeks since we've last had a chat and loads has been going on. This episode is going to be called Criticism versus Constructive Feedback. We've had a few reviews out on RGM recently where it's come up for a little bit of debate, so we wanted to mention it, you know, react to what you guys, the listeners, think, and you know, take on feedback, listen to people, give our opinion back out as well. So throughout the show we'll be covering those areas, particularly around a few events that have happened recently on the magazine. So that's to come up, ladies and gentlemen. But as always, this podcast is all about the music. It's a music podcast, that's why. And recently last year we reviewed a band called The Galleries. We kept in touch with them, great guys. And they've just recently brought a new tune out on the 29th of December, and it's called Lucid Trail. Now, we've got this review. There is a review of the band on the website at the minute, and it's a magic tune, and I just wanted to share this song with you, ladies and gentlemen. So this is The Galleries and Lucid Trail.
Who feels like a forgotten dream? People need to stop staring at me, because here I go.
Couldn't agree more, lads. Things happen for a reason, and they do, and you've got to take ownership of everything that's going on around you in your own lives, I think. And, you know, well said, lads. So, The Galleries, Lucid Trail, top band. Spend a little bit of time out of your spare time. Pop onto the streaming sites and just invest just a little bit of time on their latest single, Lucid Trail, ladies and gentlemen. And I promise you, you won't regret it one bit, because it's a great tune. And lads, keep up the good work. They are doing, I think they're working with doing loads of gigs for This Feeling as well, so the profile will gradually grow throughout the year, and hopefully we'll see them at festivals and all that kind of stuff. So spend some time, invest in The Galleries, because it's a top tune. Nice one, thank you. So here we go, criticism versus constructive feedback. So I think you can remember on the last podcast, I mentioned that I saw a band live down at MCC's second birthday bash over the Christmas period at Night People in Manchester. And there was a band on live called The Pagans, S-O-H. Now, I had the pleasure of watching that band live that night, and they blew me away. Absolutely amazing live performance. Just a great, great live act. So we got chatting with the lads and the manager, and told them to send their review in on RGM, like I do with anybody that I meet, and they have done. So basically, this is just to open up a bit of a debate. Now, I'm not here to make any decisions up for anybody. I don't care either way. You guys are adult enough to be able to make your own decisions on whatever you hear and go whichever way you feels appropriate. So I just wanted to open up this little thing just for a bit of debate, if that's all right with you guys, just around criticism versus constructive feedback. So a little bit of things was said, and things were going online around this review of the band. There were a few spelling mistakes in it that have been addressed. Things just happen. The nature of the beast sometimes just means that some things get missed and all that kind of stuff. So we have fixed that. So hands up there. That's, we should have done better there, but it's been fixed and everything's sorted now. But one of the comments that was written on the website under Pagan's SOH's review is this one. So I just wanted to open all this up for debate and have a chat about it. So the comment was, so about Pagan's SOH, total rubbish. They're a talented, up-and-coming new band, unique, awesome, a mixture of everything the public want to hear. Don't be deflated, guys, by one negative review. Some people just don't know what a good thing is when they hear it. Their loss. Spelt wrong with a there. Easily done, I suppose. Each their own. Somebody's commented on it and they don't agree with what we've said. But when I look into what was actually said and, analyse what the reviewer themselves have said about the band, I'll read it out to you anyway so you can make up your own mind if you've not read it. It's all on RGM if you need to. So we've put, this is what we put. So the track itself is ambitious. It leaves little room for error in trying to bring so many sounds together. And although it does have moments where it promises to develop into a great tune, it does also feel like it trips over itself, with so much complexity trying to be put across. To its credit, this track is not like anything I've heard for a while. It strives to be unique, and it's fair to say it achieves that. I do fear, though, that there is a reason why this band has not been covered before. That's probably because it's the first single. We should have probably mentioned that. Hands up again there from RGM. They certainly have a lot of talent and a real passion. Something new and different, and with some fine-tuning and a little more experimenting, I have no doubt that the Pagans SOH will come up with something very good very soon. So, does that sound like a bad negative review to you? Because it certainly doesn't to me. A negative review versus a constructive review, there's a massive difference out there. And to me, that is constructive. That's having positive things to say and a little things that they've noticed that, that maybe the band should work on a little bit. And, for me, that is constructive. That goes ahead. That review is out there in the world. And I 100% stand by the reviewer's words on that. So, if you, whichever way you feel about it, feel free to comment online. Do whatever you need to do. Comment on the podcast links. Comment online on Twitter, Instagram. We want to hear from you about what your thoughts are on this particular occasion. And I want to share the great tune from the band as well for you. So this is The Pagans, SOH and Banana Man. I'm sitting in my room with Luke D. I'm playing on Tekken 5 and smoking trees. Now the words that I write are like the seven seas, because they flow like water and they're there to please. Understand, I'm never on my knees. I don't bow to the ground, I don't beg or plead, but I will tear up the road in a seven speed. I made a stealth like hero that was unforeseen. Just chuck your girl, because I'm a stony team. I have to hit top G, mean I bought my PC. But bucket and fish right from Stussy. And your boss made it shine, did them hill figure to me. Now my boys get worried, so I've got to find a honey. I've got to find a fast, because I'm always in a hurry. Can't wait for too long. I've got to make some money. You got it ready there, I'll make it daytime sunny. I said no, no, no. Shifty AC, six girls moving my direction with the six big glutes. Six
next pairs of legs, 30 rubber necks. Got them animal instincts, I'm beating on my chest. So I beat to the east and I beat to the west. Throw across my shirt to reveal a big S. So for man, them a look and them jump out the dress. Still I see as my words, it was certified access. You should have known, not to show no, I was tactless. I had my eyes and a great fight temptress. Now me not care for women at a heart, yes. Don't take anything said into context. I admit that night that I got vet. I like trees in my lungs when I'm on set. Said na na na, but she still runs the banana na. I keep saying na na na, she keeps on about the banana na. Oh, I said na na na, she was like, I want the banana na. You can't have the banana na 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 na.
I said na na na,
she was a fucking
banana. I said come on then, jump into the car, your law. Tiptronic and we can go far, your law.
Yeah, that was the Pagans, S.O.H. with the Banana Na. Now, cracking tune, you guys all make your own mind up about how you feel about what was written on the RGM post. And comment on it. Let us know, you know, speak up. Talk to us about what your feelings were with whether you felt it was constructive or whether you felt it was a negative review. It's down to you. Cheers, guys. Nice one. So we are going to be supporting the Pagans, S.O.H. We are going to their next gig in Manchester as well. They've got a great gig coming up at the Alphabet Brewing Company in Manchester on the 23rd of February. Now, they're supporting friends of RGM, the Wenatchee Tribe. They did a recent road trip with us, which was interesting to say the least. Those guys don't mess about or mince the words in any way. Cracking night. And this gig looks like it's going to be a cracking night as well. It's for Musicians Against Homelessness. £10, grab your ticket online. You can find the group on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. And every penny from the gig goes towards Musicians Against Homelessness, which is a great cause too. So the Pagans, S.O.H. kick off the gig. There's also SWJ Group, R-Kid. He's making waves for himself at the minute as well. All down at the Alphabet Brewing Company on Manchester on the 23rd of February 2019. All supporting the Wenatchee Tribe, raising great money for a great charity. So dig deep, get yourself out to the gig. We're going to be there supporting the lads and Pagans, S.O.H. Let's all get each other a beer in and have a good cuddle, eh? Nice one. So, yeah, that's that. So that's the debate over and done with. Loads of things coming up on RGM. We've had loads of things coming up. For example, loads of film reviews. We've reviewed Beautiful Boy recently, The Upside, Green Book. There are just many things that are coming and are on RGM at the minute. So stay tuned to RGM for your film needs. That's just a growing part of the magazine that we're just looking to boost out and get into people's psyche a little bit. It's always going to be about the music, though. Of course, it's always going to be about the music. So I'm ready for another tune. Are you? So this is a band called the Sundowns. Now, we had them headline a gig recently down at Cafe Totem in Sheffield just before Christmas. And they're a brand new band out there in the world just looking to make waves. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Sundowns and Hold On.
One more time before I lose my mind. I have told you half a million times. We'll be right back.
that's the Sundowns and Hold On. Cracking new band out there in the world now, you know, making waves, just doing their own thing, bringing music out, enjoying life. Young lads just eager for stage time, just to build up their, hone the skills, which we're going to help them with over the, you know, the next few years. Just stay tuned, another one to jump onto Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you use. You can go on the website, buy the music if you want, you know, that is possible, you know, go out and buy the music, support the bands, buy the merch, because it helps them grow and it gives them a bit of pocket money to go out and invest within the band and get stronger. So yeah, always up for some of that. So the Sundowns, just looking over the content that's been out on RGM over the last week or so, I did a interview with the winner of Britain's Got Talent recently, Lost Voice Guy. Now, I met Lee, it must have been about 7 or 8 years ago when I had a comedy gig myself. I used to do stand-up comedy about 7 or 8 years ago. I was on the circuit for a year and I first met Lee in a tiny little comedy club in Newcastle. And he was there, you know, doing his set on the iPad like he does on the telly and all that kind of stuff. And it was absolutely hilarious. And just to see how committed he is to stand-up comedy without having a voice is just, it's inspirational to see how far he's gone within a short period of time. So I noticed that, you know, over the last couple of years, he did win the BBC Comedy Awards. Then he went on to Britain's Got Talent and he won that. So we've just brought out an interview with him. I chatted to him about all the stuff, performing to the Queen. He's performed to the Queen. And I think he was joking at the end, but I just said where next, the jungle, all that kind of stuff, and he said he fancies a bit of Strictly Come Dancing. So who knows, eh? So, you know, if that's your thing, if you're into your comedy, click onto RGM and there's a great little interview with me and Lost Voice Guy for you to enjoy. So take a look at that. Thank you, guys. So here we are in the podcast, gradually getting through things. On the last podcast, we had one of those interesting poll things that hundreds of people voted on. And it's my pleasure to announce that the winner from the last podcast is Puppet Theory. They won with hundreds of views and hundreds of votes on the poll. They had more than 250 themselves. Thanks for engaging with that, guys. And we're going to feature the band on RGM. They're on live now on RGM, on the featured post. So get to know a new band, Puppet Theory. We interview them. They are they're quite amusing. You know, I ask them quite... I deliberately ask him certain types of questions just to try and get a little bit behind the scenes with the band, because there's no worse than just interviews asking bands about, you know, how did you start and what do you do in the band and all that kind of boring stuff. And interviews on RGM aren't going to be like that. So I tried to dig into the psyche of the band, trying to get a few interesting things out of them, and we certainly did that. And they're a great band to get to know. So if you're in Manchester, look out for Puppet Theory. They're out in the world getting their name out, which is great. Nice one. So, one more tune, I think. Don't you? Ready for some more music after all this chitter-chatter? So, when you're online and you're scrolling through Facebook and band pages and you get sent links and all that kind of stuff, you see a band from afar and you see sometimes spy a band develop. I saw it with the Blinders and I've seen it with this band. This band are called Red Rum Club. We've featured them on RGM before, we've reviewed them and that kind of stuff, but they've just brought out a brand new album called Matador. So it's going to be reviewed on RGM soon. We're looking forward to, you know, sharing the word about that online. But I wanted to share with you the title track from the album because it's absolutely glorious. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Red Rum Club and Matador.
Slow me down, my head's in bits again. Spin me round so I'm a piece that fits again. The fear of losing is diffusing in my brain. I'm on my back again. Now it's dark, the telly paints the walls. Sparks are flying and they make me want you more. I'm seeing red one step ahead. I'm like a bull and you're the matador. Yeah. eyes at me. You're by his side, but I know where you'd rather be. A little closer, but I know that I'm supposed to be the enemy. Your daily daydreams are pulling you down. Familiar face, familiar frown. Got to take that look from off your face tonight. Tonight, you got to change your tune. Light up this place tonight.
Sure, you'll agree that is a glorious track. So yeah, just one of those bands that you see from afar, you start seeing them build up, you know, a big fan base online and live over the country. Liverpool band, on everybody's radar at the minute, signed to Modern Sky Records, so they've got good stock there, you know, they've got a good track record of developing bands and pushing them to the next stage. So exciting times for that band. Jump on Red Rum Club. That's the title track of Matador. Jump on the album, stream it, invest in the band. I can't urge you enough, because there's loads of good stuff out there that just need help and support. So, thanks again, guys. That's been another podcast from RGM, from Carl Maloney. That's me, the host of this podcast. We've talked about criticism versus constructive feedback on there. A topic that I do want to open up for debate, and if you're online on Facebook, comment on wherever you want on RGM, just comment wherever you are, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the normal, you know, areas, and stay tuned, because we've got loads of things coming up too. So we've been it's been an absolute pleasure to play you loads of music today. We started off the show with a great song from the galleries called Lucid Trail. We then played the Pagans SOH with Banana. We moved on to the Sundowns and Hold On, another cracking tune. And we finished with an almighty tune from Red Rum Club and Matador. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another podcast from RGM. My name's Carl Maloney. Speak soon, and I'll see you around. Cheers, guys. Nice one.